MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. And the U.S. Forest Service announced it will issue about $182 million in retroactive secure rural school payments for 2024, delivering funding to eligible states and counties with the National Forest System lands. New Mexico will receive an adjusted amount of about $10.1 million in total, and the Lincoln National Forest area, including Lincoln, Otero, Eddy, and Chavez counties, will receive adjusted amounts of almost $1.1 million. Lincoln County also will receive an adjusted amount of about $27,000 for a portion of the Cibola National Forest. The 2024 payments include Title I and Title III allocations, which help fund education, transportation infrastructure, and critical community services in rural areas. They also enhance wildfire readiness at the local level by supporting FireWise community programs, reimbursing counties for emergency services on national forest lands, and supporting the development of community wildfire protection plans. Because SRS had not yet been reauthorized when 2024 payments were issued, the Forest Service initially made payments under the 1908 revenue sharing framework as required by law. With reauthorization, the agency is now reconciling payments to ensure counties receive the full amounts owed under the program. Over the past decade, the Forest Service has distributed about $2.6 billion through the SRS program. And Cloudcroft volunteer firefighter Harry Crinklaw is trading the Sacramento Mountains for the world's coldest, driest, and most remote continent, Antarctica. According to the Cloudcroft Reader, the 27-year-old Cloudcroft native has signed on as a firefighter at McMurdo Station, where he will spend roughly 8 months helping protect the largest community on the ice, a posting that began with his mother insisting he apply for a job he was certain he'd never get. He has signed a contract to work as a firefighter at the McMurdo Station for the Antarctic winter, which runs roughly from February through August in the southern hemisphere, opposite of New Mexico seasons. Crinklaw arrived earlier in February and will return to New Mexico in October, just as McMurdo shifts back into a busy summer season with hundreds more people on the station. Crinklaw completed his airport firefighter training on February 6th in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.